is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist and humorist Peter DeVries, born in Chicago, 1910. His parents, immigrants from Holland, they were Dutch Reformed Calvinists. DeVries said, "My father hated radio and could not wait for television to be invented, so he could hate that too." He eventually rebelled against his upbringing, but DeVries never quite got over the strangeness of the world around him, and it inspired him to begin writing satirical fiction, Comfort Me with Apples and The Tents of Wickedness, and his book The Blood of the Lamb, which he wrote after his daughter died of leukemia. It was the darkest book DeVries had ever published, but many critics now consider it to be his masterpiece. It was on this day in 1860 the photographer Matthew Brady took the first of several portraits of Abraham Lincoln in his studio in New York City, where Lincoln had come to give an anti-slavery speech at the Cooper Union. Lincoln had to stand absolutely still for several minutes, but the pictures were important in his election campaign that year. And it's the birthday of the novelist John Steinbeck, born in Salinas, California, 1902. Best known for The Grapes of Wrath, 1939, about the Dust Bowl farmers migrating from Oklahoma to California after the drought. To research the book, Steinbeck bought an old bakery truck, filled it with blankets and food and clothing utensils, and joined the migration himself so that he could meet and talk to people. And today is the 200th birthday of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, born in Portland, Maine, 1807, one of the first American poets to be taken seriously abroad. Went into Bowdoin College when he was just 14. He was in the same class as Nathaniel Hawthorne. Bowdoin offered him a chair in modern languages. Longfellow spoke German, French, Spanish, and Italian. He did not focus on writing his own poems until his wife died of a miscarriage, and Longfellow was devastated, and began writing a series of poems about American subjects, something that was still rare at the time, including the village blacksmith under a spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The poem that made his name was a book-length poem, Evangeline, 1847, two lovers in Nova Scotia separated on their wedding day when the English expel the French Canadians from the area. And Evangeline goes on her epic journey across North America in search for her husband, only to find him on his deathbed. Went on to write numerous popular narrative poems, The Song of Hiawatha and Paul Revere's Ride. And then in 1861, after the death of his second wife, whose dress caught on fire when she was trying to melt sealing wax, and she was burned to death, Longfellow comforted himself by making the first American translation of Dante's Inferno. Here's a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow on his birthday, Snowflakes. Out of the bosom of the air, out of the cloud folds of her garment shaken, over the woodlands brown and bare, over the harvest fields forsaken, silent and soft and slow, descends the snow. Even as our cloudy fancies take suddenly shape in some divine expression, even as the troubled heart doth make in the white countenance confession, the troubled sky reveals the grief it feels. This is the poem of the air, slowly in silent syllables recorded. This is the secret of despair, long in its cloudy bosom hoarded, now whispered and revealed to wood and field. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, Snowflakes. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.